lift them up, for I have not the strength to praise you near enough.
Stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Just want to ask Him to be with each and every situation, that all the flash texts we get, and we know that God is at work right now in each and every situation. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You this morning. Lord, we know without you we're nothing, dear Lord, and but with you all things are possible. Dear Lord, we just lift you up. Dear Lord, we want to honor you, dear Lord, how great thou art. Dear Lord, you are, dear Lord, everything, dear Lord, and we just want to lift you up. Dear Lord, as we come together this morning, dear Lord, may we all be in one mind and one accord. Dear Lord, may we just be receptive, dear Lord, for your word that is brought forth this morning. Dear Lord, we ask you just to accept our every instrument played, every song sung, every word of praise, dear Lord, just to lift you up and honor you, dear Lord. Dear Lord, it is all yours. And dear Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you for answering prayers. Dear Lord, we thank you for your provisions. And dear Lord, we thank you for the preparation, dear Lord, that you have in store for each and every one of us. Dear Lord, if we turn our mind and our heart on you. Dear Lord, now you see the hands that were raised this morning, dear Lord. You know the depths of our hearts. You hear our cries, dear Lord. You hear our prayer requests. Lord, you know our needs. And dear Lord, right now we're placing it into your mighty hands. How great thou art, dear Lord. How great thou art. Lord, we just love and praise you. Lord, for those that are sick and shut in, not able to be with us this morning, dear Lord, we thank you for the technology of being able to bring this message on the airways, dear Lord, and we ask that anyone that's watching right now, live, or at a later time, dear Lord, feel your presence. And dear Lord, we're not here trying to step in the way of anything that you're doing now, dear Lord. We ask you to minister, to heal, to protect, dear Lord, those going through therapy, those going in assisted living, Lord, those in nursing homes, Lord, those that are traveling or for whatever reason aren't able to be with us, dear Lord, we just ask you to heal and mend each and every one. Lord, we're praying for this country now. Lord, there is such a division that's being brought forth, but we know with you there is unity, there is love, there's peace and glory in your name. Lord, I ask for those that are lost, dear Lord, just to feel your presence and to hear your word and to, Lord, turn their life around, dear Lord, and just give it to you. Lord, we're so blessed. We're so honored to be able to be here this morning. Lord, I thank you, dear Lord, for all that you're doing. Lord, now we ask you to bless our pastor and his family. Dear Lord, each and every ministry that goes forth, may it be to glorify you and you alone. Dear Lord, we just love you. And again, I want to say how great thou art, dear Lord. We just love and praise you in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God, praise God. While you're standing, turn to page 212. Keep on the firing line. Let's all just sing this morning. Praise the Lord.
Surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. There are many.
Everybody be seated if you can. Sound like y'all ready for church this morning. Praise God. Everybody's looking pretty and singing strong. Let's just keep the Lord strong in our hearts and our lives and our family and everything that we go through. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering. I don't have any announcements this morning. We'll go ahead and take up the morning offering.
Choir practice tonight at 5.
Okay, there is one. Choir practice will be this evening at 5 p.m. Praise God. If you'd like to join the choir, this would be a great opportunity. Praise the Lord. All righty. Thank you, brother. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Brother Jimmy, would you ask the Lord to bless all of you? Yes, Lord. Bless you.
Dear Lord, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you so much for being all of us every day.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Lord, thank you so much for the ones who are able to give and also the ones who are not able to give. Be with them, Lord. Show them the way.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Praise God.
Sister Penny to death. Don't y'all love Sister Penny?
Yeah.
This is Sister Penny right here.
I give everybody a big notice, like 2 seconds.
I will let you know, too, that she's our choir director. So we'll be looking for every one of y'all tonight in choir practice.
We'll get out more
soon. Yeah. We got plenty of room. You know, this song talks about everything that's going to be going on in heaven whenever we get up there. But I want you to think about the things that we're leaving down here. What are we leaving down here? We're leaving pain. We're leaving suffering. We're leaving heartache. Woo! We're leaving death. Oh, praise God. Y'all stand and sing that song with me. I know you know it. Oh, bye,
bye.
Yeah.
not a warrior. I'm too afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. But Lord, with your strength, I've got no excuse. For broken people are exactly who you use. Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David. Lord, be my defense, so I can face my giants with confidence. You took a shepherd boy and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust you and give you everything. I'll be a conqueror, 'cause you fight for me. I am a champion, claiming your victory.
Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den.
Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness.
Give me a heart like David. Lord, be my defense, so I can raise my giants with confidence.
I'm gonna sing, shout, and shake the walls. Won't stop until I see. Stand and step out when you call, Jesus. I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see the fall. I'm gonna stand and step out when you call, Jesus. Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David. Lord, be my defense, so I can face my giants with confidence.
Oh, give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den.
We can have confidence in the power and the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you love the Lord this morning? Praise God. Oh, life has been so good, I can't complain. When I'm down, God gives me strength. From the struggle of it all, so I listen for his call. Heaven sounding sweeter all the time. When I sing of heaven, when I hear of heaven, when I read of heaven, it is sounding sweeter all the time. Amen. Trust and hope that each and every one here under the sound of my voice has made preparation to make heaven your home. Amen. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, through a repentive and broken heart and broken contrite spirit, amen, we can come to an altar of repentance. Amen. And the Lord forgives. How many knows He's plenteous in forgiveness? And He'll come and He will give us and forgive us, amen, and fill us with His Holy Spirit. Good to see each and every one of you this morning. Let all of our visitors know how much we love them, how glad we are that they came to worship the Lord with us. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of Psalm this morning in the 46th Psalm. Psalms chapter 46, we want to focus our attention on verses 10 and 11. Amen. Got any blessed folks in the house this morning? Praise God. Hallelujah. Truly, we are blessed beyond measure. Psalms chapter 46, beginning with verse number 10. Amen. When you get there, say, praise the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, as we come to You this morning, God, to give You thanks and honor and praise. Father, we're thankful for each and every one that's gathered here today. God, every family that's represented, we pray, God, Your blessing, Your anointing upon this congregation. Father, I ask God now that You would anoint these lips of clay. God, this vessel, Lord, is an oracle. Lord, that You might speak to our hearts this morning. God, that we might be submissive and obedient to Your will. We do remember those who are sick and suffering. Many, God, are the needs tonight or this morning, God. And we pray, Lord, that You would reach out and touch each and every prayer request this morning. Those who may be in the hospitals, those who are in the nursing homes. Father, I pray, God, those who are sick and shut in, that You would comfort them and strengthen them and bless them. And Father, now we ask, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit will have its will and way in this service. And we'll give You praise and honor and glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. One more hand clap for Jesus, and you may be seated.
Praise God.
Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord, and truly, I mean that. There's a lot of folks this morning that's not able to congregate, but I'm so thankful that we have the opportunity to be in the house of the Lord this morning. From this passage of Scripture, I want to bring this message, be still and know that I am God. Basically, when we're talking about being still, we're not talking about just sitting by and not doing anything. Basically, the definition is cease from striving. Man, I mean, he knows that that's good. That is good instruction for us, especially in the day and hour that we're living in. Not only to cease from striving, but have in your mind that I am God. I'm so afraid that a large portion of the church world, I'm not necessarily talking about the world in general, I'm talking about the church world. I'm so afraid that a large portion of the church world may have forgotten, if not forgotten, at least placed it in the back of their mind, that we serve a mighty God. We serve a God that is never asleep. We serve a God that is aware of everything that's transpiring in our lives and in this world. Amen. And not only is He aware, but He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Amen. When we come to Him and ask for His assistance and His guidance. So the psalmist here says, be still or cease from striving and have in your mind that I am God. And then he begins to address some certain situations. God says, I will be exalted among the heathen. And those that are agnostic, those that are atheistic in mind, those that do not recognize nor serve and worship the true God, God said that I will be exalted among them, among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth. Exalted means to be lifted up or raised in rank or power. How many knows that God is a jealous God, and God is going to receive honor and glory? Amen. And if the church doesn't do it, let me remind you what the Word says. If we as a people do not honor and worship and praise God, He said the rocks would cry out. Amen. And remember, the rocks are His creation as well. I believe in creation. I believe that God spoke the world into existence. I believe what the Bible said. I believe that He formed us and fashioned us from the dust of the earth. We were nothing. We were lying there. Couldn't do anything until He breathed the breath of life into our nostrils and we became a living soul. And in becoming a living soul, He gave us what no other creation had. He gave us a will. Amen. He gave us a mind to choose. And I thank God that somewhere along the line, He got my attention and I chose to serve Him. I've told you time and time again, there was a Brother Eberhardt pastored a church in Georgia. His daughter and granddaughters had a singing group, and they wrote a song, and it rose on the charts. It said, I choose to be a Christian. Nobody's making me do it. I choose to be a Christian because, to me, it is the only choice. If we don't choose to be a Christian, then basically what we're saying is, I choose to be a part of this world. I'm so thankful that God pricked my heart. He convicted my soul, brought me to an altar of repentance, amen, and saved my soul. I'm so thankful for that. But God tells us here that He is our refuge. Is anybody in this house this morning thankful that we have a refuge? Can you call His name? The Lord Jesus is our refuge. When it gets unbearable, when it gets too hard, when it gets too stressful, when there's too many things going on around us, how many knows we have a refuge in the power and the sanctity of an almighty God? And He tells me that He won't leave us and He won't forsake us. He always has an attentive ear. His arm is not short, that He can't reach down. Oh, somebody needs to know that. He can reach down in the midst of all the adversity, in the midst of all the turmoil, in the midst of all the affliction, in the midst of all of the sickness. I know that because He reached down for me one day. Oh, can you say praise the Lord when He reached down His hand for me? He is a God of refuge. He is a God of strength. Hallelujah. Thank God for His strength. Not only His might, but His strength. Can't testify for you, but there's been days in my life when I felt so weak, when I felt so exhausted, not necessarily because of a day's work or exerting energy,
but just from a heavy load, amen, that we sometimes have to bear in this life. And so many times we think if we can just get somewhere and rest, if we can just get somewhere and purge our mind and cleanse our spirit of all of the turmoil and the strife and everything that's constantly bombarding us, that we can just get a second breath, so to speak, or our second wind. And I found out there's only one source that was ever able to lift me up. There was only one source that was ever to give me energy and to fortify my spirit. Glory to God. And that is the strength of Almighty God. And let me tell you something. His strength is sufficient that He will exhibit it to us, amen, in times of need. So may I suggest to you, when you think you've gone just about as far as you can go, you're almost bended over by the weight of the situation that you're going through, or the trial, or the persecution, or whatever it may be. Sometimes things are just in a total disarray. Can I get an amen? Sometimes we say, I just think I'll go back to bed and start this day over. How many has ever had days like that? Oh, y'all are all sanctified. Y'all don't have days like that. Come on. Satan is as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so many times, there's seemingly all of this stuff is turning over and over in our heart and in our mind, and we can't seem to get any peace. We can't seem to get any joy. But those are the times that I find strength and I find energy and I find power, amen, in communication with my Lord and Savior. He's a very present help. Glory to God. Not one that you've got to dial and make an appointment with. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you love this automation? Press 1 if so-and-so. Press 2 if not. Press 3. And then finally, it's the last alternative. If you want to speak to a live person, hold on. Can I tell you, church, sometimes I ain't got time to mash 1. I ain't got time to mash 2. God, I need you now. I need your touch. I need your strength. I need your anointing. And I've never found him too busy. I've never found him with somebody else's situation. He is always able to listen and hear me and give me hope and strength, even in times of adversity. He's our refuge. He's our strength. And he's a very present help in time of trouble. As the church begins to try to make sense of everything that's going on, we wonder why that we can't find peace and joy and contentment in this life. And we yearn for the days of when people were actually pleasant to one another, and there wasn't so much strife, and there wasn't so much injustice, and there wasn't so much evil abounding in the world. And we see God and we ask God, why is this happening? Listen, God will be exalted. God will be exalted. God is going to get glory when we realize and finally come, amen, to the point of understanding and knowing that what is going on is not able to be fixed by any person or any group. It's going to take the mighty hand of God. And when God sweeps down that hand and begins to move, He's going to get honor. He's going to get glory. He's going to be lifted up. Brother Eddie, how do you say that? Because he told me in his word, I will not put more on you than you're able. We may think we're there, but God's going to step in. Amen. Can you give him praise? By faith, can you call him right now and say, thank you, Lord, for victory. Hallelujah. And then the author says, be still. Be still. Quit striving and stressing. And listen. You know, God will get your attention. Amen, amen, roll me one. Sometimes He can't get our attention because everything's going pretty good right now. But when we need Him, when we can't make it on our own, when we can't take another step, when we've exhausted all measures and it's all come to fruition, it's all come to non-existence help, then we turn and seek the Lord. But the author said, be still. Be still. And know that I am God. Listen to hear the voice of God. And I said all of that to say this. Just during the past, I'll say, several months, and it has, I cannot attribute this to COVID-19 alone. Because I started hearing prior to that. I should have taken knowledge. I should have understood how that God works. You see, a heart attack is not going to get with you and make an appointment. Neither is stress, nor strife, nor sickness or situations in the world. By the way, what are you doing next Wednesday? I plan to bring a major burden on you. Just letting you know. But I would dare say this morning that if we are in tune with the Spirit of God, and if we're not too preoccupied, too amassed in our daily routine, that God, in fact, prepares us for those days that are ahead. And I realize now that God was speaking to me, and I realize now that He was trying to prepare me for things that were on the horizon that I could not see spiritually, and I certainly could not see physically. But He was speaking. And I've often said, you know, God speaks to us in a number of ways. Through a song. Through His Word, certainly. Sometimes He impresses in our minds. If we are waiting around and here trying to wait on an audible voice to shout something into our mind, maybe we're not living and operating in faith. Because I believe that God is trying, and not only trying, but speaking to His people. And I believe that God was speaking to me concerning a number of different things. He was not specific. He was not specific. But He was letting me know that whatever comes your way, no matter what the future holds, no matter how rough it may seem to get, I'm with you. I said, I'm with you. I will not leave you. Glory to God. You need to put your hands together. Amen. For the Lord. That's His promise, not mine. And it got more and more vivid and intense in my listening to the voice of God. You see, for several years, we keep an open heart and an open mind when we need God. But when things are going relatively well, we're not nearly as attentive. Or let me say, I maybe wasn't nearly as attentive. When God was trying to speak to me, when God was trying to lead me, when God was trying to prepare me. And I don't know if you've ever been a channel changer. Let me tell you, if the remote control ever falls down in the crease of the sofa, I am lost. I don't know how to turn the volume up or the channel or anything. And I got to go find that remote control. And Penny said, I don't know what you're going to find. If all you're going to do is flip. Trying to find something. But a channel changer on the radio in the old days, and I may be kind of sharing my generation with you. You had to get it just right. I got some old folks that's done that. You remember the old transistors? Trying to listen to the ball game, and now when you're supposed to be asleep, you had that thing up to your ear, and you know, you're just trying to tune it in and get it exactly where it needed to be. And if you didn't, what was it? It's just a bunch of noise. Come on, it was just a bunch of noise. But you know what? There was something very clear going over those airwaves. But we wasn't tuned in. Come on. And for many years, maybe, there God was speaking to me, but it was infiltrated with other noise. Noise in my life. Noise in my schedule. Noise in my finances. Noise in my work. Noise in relationships and all of those other things. That doesn't mean, and here I am saying, God, why don't you speak to me? And He said, why don't you tune in? I'm speaking. The voice of the Lord is always speaking to us. We're just not always listening. We're just not always attentive. But even right now, whatever you're doing, I believe that God somehow, some way, is speaking to His people, speaking to His church, speaking even here as we're here under this roof, listening to the Word of God. God is speaking to our hearts. Are we tuned in? And maybe I wasn't as tuned in. And it began to come clearer and clearer. And now recently, it's almost like I can't turn it off. And that's not a bad thing. Now sometimes, it's not a convenient thing either. But God never promised us He'd only visit us in convenient times. When He wants to speak, I think it's time for us to listen. When He wants to direct us, I think it's time that we become obedient. And not say, Lord, where are you? When He's trying to speak to you and get your attention. Recently, very recently, It's like a wave of sounds. It's like a wave of instruction. It's like a wave. And can I tell you, it's been getting me up really early in the mornings. And the flesh says, God, don't you sleep? Can I get with you about 6:30? Tell you something. I'm finding out that when we wring our hands and we flip the channels and we try to hear something that's encouraging and we try to read something where we can place a little hope, all we're doing is flipping the channel, turning the tuner away from the only help that can help us, from the only voice, amen, that can breathe direction into our life, the only one that can lift us out of the turmoil and the strife and the stress, amen, and set us on a solid rock. And that's our Lord and Savior. The voice that is speaking to me. You know, probably, if truth be known, if I was to have visited a psychologist or a psychiatrist, I can only imagine what they would tell me. And I can only imagine what they would prescribe me. You're hearing voices? Come lay down on my couch. Tell me about your childhood. Well, I can't remember much. I was kind of young at the time. Tell me about your school days. Some of the best sleep I ever had. Do Did you have any trouble with your brother? No, I just beat him up. Did your mother pamper you? Did she spoil you? No, she spoiled my brother. That's the reason I beat him up. And you say you're hearing voice. What kind of voices are you hearing? I'm hearing things like worship the Lord God. I'm hearing words like, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. I'm hearing words like, bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'm hearing words like, be still and know that I am God. I'm hearing words like, whatever you're walking through, even though it may be the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. And it constantly is hearing my spirit. It's constantly giving me hope. It's constantly lifting me up. Glory to God. And I found out something. Those words have been coming all my life. Just haven't been listening like I should. I haven't been tuned in like I needed to be. Can I tell you, in order to tune in, you've got to turn off the other channels. You've got to turn off the naysayers. You've got to turn off the faithless, the procrastinators, the agitators. And sometimes we need to turn off the sweet taters. Push back the plate and say, Lord, I'm sacrificing the food because I want to hear from you. God, I'm sorry that I have listened to other venues. God, I'm sorry that I've been swayed sometimes by popular opinion. Father, forgive me for trying to be an appeaser. You didn't call me to preach the appeasing word. You called me to preach what the Word of God says. Amen. Not to vary from it, not to change a dot, not to change a tittle, but deliver it as it is in the Word of God, and to point people to the Word of God, and to point people to Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came and bled and died on the cross of Calvary, the one who made it possible for me to stand here today, through whose blood He has made me free, through whose blood He has broke the chains. Glory to God. He's made a change in my life. He's transformed me, glory to God, from being on the road to hell, amen, to the road to the glorious heaven that He Himself has prepared. Come on. Hallelujah. I asked a while ago, we got any believers in the house? Do we have any believers in the house? Do you believe what the Word says? Do you believe what God has said? Then why worry? Then why worry? Why fret? God's not going to fail us. His Word, His Word is a promise to us. In Psalms 29, verses 3 and 4, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. If you read into that and you go over to the Hebrew and the Greek definition, and many, many times when poets and psalmists would write, they would use a certain type of prose or words that were symbolic in nature. Still just as powerful, still just as meaningful, but this was the type of writing that most psalmists adhere to. And many, many times the analogy, the analyst was that the waters were in fact another name for the tremendous rain clouds that were hovering over the earth's atmosphere. I don't know if you follow Facebook, but some people are posting things on Facebook and they see these caricatures or pictures or things, formations in the clouds. And Trey and I do that quite often when we're, you know, and I think I told you, I said, Trey, look at that big old cloud. He said, Papa, that looks like a dinosaur. I said, look at this one over here, Trey. This looks different. No, that looks like another dinosaur. And then he begins to name off all those different dinosaurs. So he's looking for something, but he's seeing what he wants to see in those clouds. And the psalmist here said, the voice of God is over those clouds. Y'all will catch up in a little bit. But brother, all I see is clouds. No, his voice is over the clouds. All I see is darkness. No, wait a minute. His voice is over the darkness. You're looking at clouds when you ought to be listening to His voice. Come on, nation of America, wake up. You see the darkness, but His voice is over the darkness. His voice is over the turmoil. His voice is over the trouble. His voice is over everything. Glory to God. Quit looking at that and open up your spiritual ears to what God would speak. And then he goes on to say that the God of glory thundereth. Thundereth. Man. Has there been sitting quietly in your house and all of a sudden thunder goes up and you just jump? It's alarming, isn't it? Has it ever kind of rattled the window panes in your house? Have you ever felt just that rumbling thunder that we describe, that awful sounding, loud thunder? And he described God's voice as that sun thunder. And I thought, God, why do you speak in that thunder's voice? And he doesn't all the time. But how many know sometimes it takes that to get our attention? My wife can tell me twice to take the trash out, but until she speaks in that thundering voice, that's... What are you talking about? Your feet hit the floor too. Yeah, baby, I got it. Maybe God needs to get our attention. But can I tell you that God's not going to always speak in that thundering voice? And I can tell you why. Because if he's already got your attention. Sometimes I think we're waiting for that thundering voice. When we already be tuned in and say, God, I just need to hear from you. And he says, be still. And know that I am God. But God, how are you going to fix it? Be still. And know that I am God. But Lord, what are you going to do? Be still and know that I am God. But Lord, it hadn't happened yet. It's been going on for... Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Cease from striving. Flashback. God, I've done everything I know to do to fix this. And it still ain't fixed. In fact, I think it's getting worse. Be still. Quit striving. And know that I am God. Know. Have in your mind. Come on. You know, we used to have reading assignments, and then we would have tests on them. Can I tell you what, just if you read the assignment alone... doesn't necessarily mean you're going to pass that test. I really practiced speed reading in my early years of high school. I was not one to try to tell a lie because mom and dad told me that was wrong. So I thought if I skimmed every page and speed read over it, then I have done my assignment. But can I tell you, the retention was zero. Come on. But when you have it in your mind, when you know it, and when you know God's promises, and when you know God's Word, and when you know that He'll never fail you, and when you know that He'll never leave you, amen, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel through the problems, through the stress, through the strife that we encounter in this life, and know that God is speaking to us. And to understand and know the voice of God, because there are other spirits that will speak to you as well. Other spirits. Bible says, try the spirits. Come on, those evil spirits can't stand the test. They may look like it. They may act like it. But they're not genuine. Try the spirits and know. God says, taste of me and know, amen, that I am good. Understand the voice of God and be intent to listening to the voice of God. What does the voice of God sound like? Let's go to St. John chapter number 10, verses 1 through 5. This is Jesus speaking to His disciples. And He gives a great, great parable and an analogy of what a good shepherd is. In verse 1 of the 10th chapter of the book of St. John, He says, verily, verily. And what does verily, verily mean? Listen, listen. Amen. Listen up. I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. I want to encourage each and every one of you under the sound of my voice this morning. If you have not got one, you need one. It's called a Holy Ghost filter. Brother, they worry about them things. They ain't got them on Amazon, I can tell you that. But another name for it is discernment. And the Bible speaks of that. Discernment to know. And how do you know that it is artificial? How do you know that it is not real? And how do you know that it is not genuine? Because you're so involved and you know what the truth is. And if it don't measure up and if it don't back it up, leave it alone. Have nothing to do with it. Now, I've heard the world say, I don't know who to believe. But I don't need to hear the church say that. I know who to believe. And I'm not looking to some man. I know who to believe. It is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He will not lead us astray. He will not lie to us. His yeas are yeas and His nays are nays. And He's not a covenant breaker. I know who to listen to. And you got to filter some of this other stuff out. Because if you don't, it'll control your life. It'll get you down. It'll stress you out. You'll be worried sick. You'll be stressed beyond your limit. Man, let me leave you with this analogy. Who's ever twisted a rubber band? I mean, it felt like that's exactly what's happening in your life. And you know what? You think it don't show. But you come in all spiritually like this. How are you, sister? Oh, I'm just fine. I'm trying to make it. I better not do that again. I'll be in traction. But you keep twisting. And twisting that rubber band. And it gets tighter and tighter. Every once in a while, that thing will break, snap. Amen. Well, come on, let's don't get in that sense, in that state. Let's don't let Satan and the cares of this world just tighten and tighten and tighten us. Amen. What was the song? Well, Chain Breaker. The little kids used to do it and they would shake it off. Come on, it's time we shook the world off. We shook all of that anxiety off. We shook all that stress off. We tuned in to the voice of God. Be still and know that I am God. Lord, I do want to sincerely apologize for not listening as closely as I should. Because let me tell you something. When this really started happening, it was almost like it was overwhelming. Too much for a mere human to comprehend. Until I realized that it was not on God's part, but it was on my spiritual discernment part. It was on my listening, on my hearing. You know, one of the most aggravating things is in technology if you're hearing like every other word. You know how that is. Our television's doing that for some reason. I don't know what, you know. Every once in a while it'll have a little bit of a glitch in it. And that's the way it seemed. I was getting bits and pieces. But I realized it was not on the transmittal part. It's on the receiving part. Now begin to pray, God. And have you ever done, God, slow down a little bit. I want to comprehend everything that you're saying. Because I know when you speak, God, it's going to be beneficial to me to listen, to get every word. I don't want to just get bits and pieces. And I know that it's not your fault, it's my fault. And I begin to listen to God. And I found words of comfort. I found words of strength. I found words of consolation and compassion. Not only power, amen, but God is a compassionate God as well. And He'll see us through these times. He'll see you through the torment. He'll see you through the problems, the sickness, the affliction, whatever the case may be. And when Satan realizes that he can't confuse you anymore and he can't bombard you with all of this junk, he'll sort of back off. He may just be gone for a season, like when he tempted Jesus, but he'll back off. Because you know one thing Satan can't stand is the Word. Can't stand the Word. You can tell him how good you are. You can tell him how much you pray. You can tell him how much you fast. You can tell him how much you tithe and all that. He don't really care. But when you begin to quote the Word to him, he's got to back off. Because Satan knows the Word. Amen. He understands the Word. Amen. And he can be rebuked by the Word of God. When we listen to the voice of God. So I ask us faithfully to turn the dial, the spiritual dial. Tune out some of this noise, some of this turmoil that's going on, and listen to what God is speaking to us. And I believe even now He's speaking to our hearts, and He's speaking to our minds, and giving us the assurance that He is a very present help in time of trouble. May God bless you this morning. I love you with all of my heart.
I want to see each and every one of you in heaven, amen, looking for that promise that the Lord said, I go away and prepare a place that where I am, you may be also. Amen. And if we don't go there, if we go to that other place, the Bible says we go as an intruder, because it's not God's will that any should perish. And that's not my will either. I love you. Thank you for being with us this morning. We have an opportunity this morning, a wonderful young man that attended Vacation Bible School with us in Sunday school years and years and years ago. And, you know, he's done grown up and changed his mind, and I'm still young. I mean, changed his looks, and I'm still young and look just like I did then. But he's a grown man now. Stephen's going to be baptized this morning, and we're so thankful for that. So, Stephen, if you would come at this time and get ready. We might ask our music to come back and play something while I go and get ready to have this baptismal service. Amen. And if you love Jesus, give them a hand clap of praise as they come forward.
The courtroom, the judge turned my way. Looks like you're guilty. Now what do you say? I spoke up, Your Honor. I have no defense, but that's when mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case and called to that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. I stood there in wonder, how could this be, that someone just been set free. My chains were broken. I felt born again. The moment that mercy walked in. Mercy and pleaded my case and called to the stand. God's saving grace, the blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. confession of faith. He wanted to be baptized. He lives in Florida, but he wanted to come back to Georgia to be baptized.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's what it's all about. It's just letting the Lord just prick our hearts and just turn our lives over to Him. And then with baptism, that statement of faith, and just love the Lord and all that He does and that He is. Praise God. So good to see all y'all this morning. So everybody just have a wonderful afternoon. Don't forget, choir practice at 5 o'clock and our service this evening at 6 p.m. We just love each and every one of you. Have a wonderful afternoon. The altar is open if you need prayer this morning. Don't feel like you have to rush out. Don't, if the Lord's pricking your heart, and today's the day, we're ready and we're willing to pray with you. As we'll just take this prayer right now and we'll just be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you, dear Lord. Thank you for your word this morning, dear Lord. You are the Almighty God, dear Lord, and we just love and praise you. Lord, again, thank you for your message. Thank you for each and every one here represented. Each family, dear Lord, we ask that you'll just bless them. Keep us safe as we prepared our part, dear Lord. Thank you for letting us be witness, dear Lord, to your saving grace for this soul, dear Lord, as they dedicate themselves to you. And, dear Lord, now we just love and praise you. And, Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. Praise God.